In connection with Gensites Beyond and further questions because of the obvious aberrations that exist in the heavenly organization and hierarchies, the question of a possible complicity or participation of Creator Sons arose. This led us to new insights, findings, and ultimately to important actions, which we summarize here, Chapter 27. Another chapter on Beyond. April 8, 2014. Creator Sons are not intriguers and do not cooperate with these dark cosmic aberrations. On the contrary, the Creator Sons are one of the main targets of the dark intrigues. Many beings in the outer worlds don't really know what is going on. They think that it all must be so. The whole dark number is extremely cleverly arranged and implemented. The vast majority of the beings in the seven superuniverses let themselves be manipulated and instrumentalized and still think that they are doing a great and important and godly work. Only by and since the accusations and Beyond Gensites, nothing is more like it was. However, there still lies for Ian's reappraisal and uncovering before us. And this process of the reappraisal runs officially since the cosmic creation-wide publication of Beyond. But what was not clear to us at this time, how extremely big and ingenious the whole thing is laid out. For this, everything had to be orchestrated very carefully by the Wirepullas of the Dark Ones in the previous construct of the creation with its seven superuniverses. One of the goals was to steer the development of the seven superuniverses in such a way that these never arrive in light and love for the time being. If the development of the seven superuniverses is completed one day, then further superuniverses are added around them. From this time on, however, the self-made power structure of the Dark Ones would be in danger, because then it would be no longer controllable for the involved ones. And therefore, everything had to be done to prevent this for the time being. But very subtle. One of the most unpredictable factors are the Michaels. They have the creator potential, they have the sovereignty from a certain point of development and further, not yet revealed abilities and potentials for the next development stages. Therefore, the Creator Sons had to be kept small and willing by threat and other means in any case. The older Michaels have in their disposition no means to resist this dark intrigue without using radical solutions. Only much later guys like Christ Michael Atten were created, who have a much greater potential to solve this problem. If he succeeds, then all the opponents have not achieved their goal. But beware, the Dark Ones are numerous, and the whole thing does not happen overnight. Christ Michael Atten and a whole series of Michaels have been created with special potentials for exactly this reason. Here we insert an excerpt from the Urantia book about the Michaels, quote, origin and nature of the Creator Sons. When the fullness of absolute spiritual ideation in the Eternal Son encounters the fullness of absolute personality concept in the Universal Father, when such a creative union is finally and fully attained, when such absolute identity of spirit and such infinite oneness of personality concept occur, then, right then and there, without the loss of anything of personality or prerogative by either of the infinite deities, there flashes into full-fledged being a new and original Creator Son, the only begotten Son of the perfect ideal and the powerful idea whose union produces this new Creator personality of power and perfection. Each Creator Son is the only begotten and only begettable offspring of the perfect union of the original concepts of the two infinite and eternal and perfect minds of the ever-existent creators of the universe of universes. There never can be another such Son because each Creator Son is the unqualified, finished, and final expression and embodiment of all of every phase of every feature of every possibility of every divine reality that could, throughout all eternity, ever be found in, expressed by, or evolved from, those divine creative potentials which united to bring this Michael Son into existence. Each Creator Son is the absolute of the united deity concepts which constitute his divine origin. The divine natures of these Creator Sons are, in principle, derived equally from the attributes of both Paradise Parents. All partake of the fullness of the divine nature of the Universal Father and of the creative prerogatives of the Eternal Son. But as we observe the practical outworking of the Michael functions in the universes, we discern apparent differences. Some Creator Sons appear to be more like God the Father, others more like God the Son. For example, the trend of administration in the universe of Nebadon suggests that its creator and ruling son is one whose nature and character more resemble that of the Eternal Mother Son. It should be further stated that some universes are presided over by Paradise Michaels who appear equally to resemble God the Father and God the Son. And these observations are in no sense implied criticisms. They are simply a recording of fact. I do not know the exact number of Creator Sons in existence, but I have good reasons for believing that there are more than 700,000. Now, we know that there are exactly 700,000 unions of days, and no more are being created. We also observe that the ordained plans of the present universe age seem to indicate that one union of days is to be stationed in each local universe as the counseling ambassador of the Trinity. We note further that the constantly increasing number of creator suns already exceeds the stationary number of the unions of days. But concerning the destiny of the Michaels beyond 700,000, we have never been informed. Quote end. The liberating strike of light against the network of fear. What is taking place right now is the liberation strike of light against the network of fear. But the work is now only really beginning. And the path for redemption and liberation is now open on Urantia. But there is a logic and timeline of the course of events inherent in the things and developments, which must be followed and kept. After the indictment against all beings of the outer worlds, the sons of Michael have decided to advance this indictment together with all their strength. This indictment stirs everything up, and only now do the sons of Michael also have the opportunity to take official action. Due to the puzzled rules of behavior, a kind of hypocritical political correctness in the dealings of the celestial hierarchies, because one never really knows who works for which side, keeping quiet was the only feasible way for many creator sons. By the way, already this form of consequently calculated distrust is part of the agenda of the Dark Ones and everything else than wanted by God. Before the completion of the bestowal career, a creator son rules with certain self-imposed limitations of sovereignty. But subsequent to his finished bestowal service, he rules by virtue of his actual experience in the form and likeness of his manifold creatures. When a creator has 7 times sojourned among his creatures, when the bestowal career is finished, then is he supremely settled in universe authority. He has become a master son, a sovereign and supreme ruler. All, at least the master sons knew about the possibilities decided and wanted by the father to bring this creation on the right path. Now also they can act and help out. Sometimes it is quite complicated, but we are talking about inconceivable dimensions. Papa Source had decided not to take the club and also not the total annihilation. He wanted to create it by types like CM Atten from the inside. And this whole number runs now therefore already since hundreds of millions of Earth years. The process started with Beyond comes to rest now and then to be suddenly revived sometime. At present there is again movement in the number, sometimes more sometimes less violently. When searching and asking, it is of course an advantage to be able to ask directly yourself. Often only in the old known yes-no manner. So the search method needle haystack. However, the method has proven itself and one learns to deal with it. In the last great push of the search for answers, at a certain point of the process, only the search for a solution that includes everyone remained. Thus, it came then to the general accusation against all beings of the external worlds. The fuss and the consequences are probably considerable. So probably first extra special courts had to come, so that also the beings working in the courts show their colors and prove to whom and how they serve the will of the Father, and the highest welfare and benefit of all. But probably the greatest shock has been caused by the fact that the beings from the network of fear did not know that behind the record known to us as Akashakarnik there are still direct copies of the original information which has not been manipulated. They did not expect this and are now quite dismayed and confused. The development of own structures, which do not correspond to the will of the Father. And to make it again clear, Nebadon has been created in order to bring the entire outer worlds back on track at some point in the course of its development. Christ Michael Atten is an extremely clever specimen of these sons of Michael. But also, he always had to act within the scope of the feasible possibilities. Magic tricks do not exist. Hence, the constant attacks, humiliations, obstructions and. They have instrumentalized the whole son order of him, kidnapped his servants, tormented, blackmailed him, covered him with false trials and left out nothing to sabotage him and his mission. But all of them always had the big goal in mind and nothing could really stop the continuing path for a longer period of time. Of course, it is also about Urantia and Nebadon, but the big goal of the action are the presently existing outer worlds. Of course, it is not only the sons of Michael who are the target of this network of fear. Therefore, a little more about it. Since beyond it is clear to us down here that there above some things can't be quite so right. Cause for the detective process was and is our halfway common sense indeed unit with plentifully want to know. At the beginning we didn't realize that we were entering open doors. But we quickly realized that this was exactly what the team around Christ Michael Atten wanted so much. The result is well known and documented in Beyond. Work in a small team, process-like, in constant exchange, on many different construction sites. Sometimes breathlessly rush from one second to the next, and so on and on. An incredibly intense time. Work in silence and as secretly as it was possible. Then the release pretty snotty and without respect or wavering towards the celestial hierarchy. However, we also knew that we might not survive it. There were whole armies moving in, small commandos, there were attacks of an energetic nature every hour. But fortunately, the Kamaras, the midwayers and everyone else did a good job. We survived in body and soul. Several weeks ago, there was another moment when some trigger began to take effect. The story continues. How is it going up there? The picture must be somehow clearer to recognize. In addition, the question kept coming up, what can we still do? In the course of the development of the seven new outer superuniverses, someone has probably done a first small and unnoticed step at some time and let the purest white divine light of the development with a few tiny particles of dishonesty or vanity become only pure white light. The beginning was made. And over eons, an unbelievable network split off from the creator source has developed from it. One has committed an own way and at the same time has developed own structures which are not in the will of the Father. This led then later in a necessary protective reaction on the part of Havona, e.g. to the complete encapsulation with the protective wall around Havona and the Paradise Island. In the sum of what we have found out, only the term network of fear was halfway appropriate for the whole intrigues of the Dark Ones. As already indicated, this network of fear was intended to prevent the seven superuniverses from arriving in light and love. At least for so long, until the leading heads could be sure that they could continue their own game, also in the further development. As below, so above. The system, this network, is extremely cleverly constructed and laid out. And everything indicates that the high lords of this network actually exploit weaknesses in the organization of the creation in order to have the absolute rule themselves. To achieve this goal, they proceed strategically and tactically extremely clever. Many small steps, infiltrating into the smallest areas and constant expansion of the network by force, blackmail and influence up to the creation and application of their own new laws and rules. In the process, divine guidelines and laws are deliberately circumvented, changed, or even reversed. If it must be, also the application of the methods well known to us earthlings, frighten, betray, sell, extort, force, insult, sue, murder, war, manslaughter, and everything what one can imagine. Of course, always in the guise of divine love and the corresponding necessity. And yes, there are also the hired murderers. Outside of the seven superuniverses and the dark spheres. An unimaginable collection of armies of darkness and evil. Prison ships and planets that you don't really want to know about. One of the Beyond team members once freed prisoners from some of these spheres on one of his trips. You don't want to go there voluntarily. Also, the whole big team of Christ Michael Atten has been interspersed with these treacherous or deluded beings. Knowingly or instrumentalized, his work has been sabotaged and hindered. In every possible way. Since they can't really get at him as he is a Michael, the Dark Ones have found a lot of other painful ways to hinder him. The seemingly only and quickest way to directly harm this network is through Agondunters. Agondunters don't have to act politically correct because they don't know and are in separation. Therefore, they are the only ones who are allowed to act completely incorrectly. They have only their faith. If this is strong enough and aligned, then they may do everything without being dragged for it immediately to any manipulated courts. If they make a concrete accusation only out of faith, then following the general rules of etiquette, it must be heard. With the help of Christ Michael Atten and E.G. Grandfather, such a thing can be fed immediately into the universal channels if necessary, and has been heard then publicly. The network's focus is therefore on maintaining power at all costs. For this, everything must be controlled and influenced according to their own ideas. Since the Michaels are very special opponents, one found enough possibilities to hold them in check. Michaels, however, have their own direct connection to the Father, which cannot be interrupted, disturbed, or intercepted by anyone. Therefore, the Father then knew quite quickly what was going on and how. As already mentioned, he decided for this special way of salvation. This also explains the supernumerary of Michaels. Through the network of fear, wide areas are infiltrated and are thus manipulated in the sense of the Dark Ones. And this probably concerns most existing areas in the organization of the seven superuniverses. Everything that is possible is subject to control and influence. The indictment. If one now looks at this still nebulous but already structure and contour showing picture of the outer worlds, then one naturally asks oneself, what can we still do as Agondunters, as long as we can use this status still completely unrestrained? Doesn't the biblical word about moving mountains also get a more than meaningful, even real meaning through faith? So where are the next dark mountains that have to be moved? Of course, many things cannot be seen exactly from down here. Details at least only in absolute individual cases. But still. The other day, the topic of architects came up again. Boa ey, you can't get in and out of there. Not in the width, certainly not in the depth. But there's still something there. If you drill more intensively, you quickly come up against walls. So, what to do? And then at some point we thought, if nothing works, why? The blockade then became a blessing. Okay, if we can't get into the details, then we'll just do it across the board. Forcing everyone to declare themselves in one swoop and profess the will of the Father, and the highest good and benefit of all. And while we are at it, then we officially accuse all beings of the outer worlds. Without exception. Just thinking about it made RSS crawl. Therefore, conversations with Christ Michael Atten and then with Papa Soros followed. CM clapped his hands accompanied with a deep YSS. However, it was not clear whether a few dark plagues would somehow fundamentally go to our existence for it. But since beyond we know that the guys up there are the best guarantee for earthly safety from these subjects. Papa Soros then closed the bag, and we were allowed to formulate this indictment in his name. He also assured us that this indictment would be admitted to all existing courts. Such an opportunity has to be used. So now the biggest ever trial in the whole history of creation is running against all beings in the outer worlds. Does anybody have even a rudimentary plan what this gigantomaniac process is? Besides that, we are and remain in humbleness and faithfulness sweeping janitors in the service of his mission. With the level of knowledge now reached, it is no longer only the mission of his second coming. It is the mission of salvation and reformation of the outer worlds. No more and no less. We ground forces are an important part of this mission, and some of us have already participated in this mission through the ages of Urantia. And at the moment it really looks like the Gordian knot is being cut by CM Atten and his others. To remain in the picture, the stroke with the sword of light and love on the knot has already almost cut it. If one imagines this act in extreme slow motion, then Atten was already created a very long time ago with the potential to do this. And long, long was the way until he and we stood in front of this knot and took armor and sword to strike. It has succeeded. The situation has an ungraspable momentum and can no longer be reversed. Much remains to be done, but we are on the right track. And so, from the last small and inconspicuous universe at the edge of the worlds comes salvation for all. Truly a story to the taste of Papa and CM Atten. The weakest and most distant Agondunters under quarantine on Urantia mix up the realm and network of fear. This makes Urantia the shining gem among all planets. But do not forget the divinity of this story. An example, a lesson and a constant reminder for the rest of eternity and the further development of creation. Therefore, humility and devoted alignment in the will of the Father, combined with love, strong will and firm intention are the basis of our actions and thinking. Add to this common sense, wisdom, and plenty of snotty humor, joyfulness and kindness, determination, courage and also bravery, and we can move any mountain. One more hint. If you discover such inconsistencies as the deal with karma in the Phoenix Journals, then act. Accuse, demand abolition of these agreements, and laws which are not in the will of the Father, and not for the highest welfare and benefit of all. You can do this with your words and without pardon. You are a Gondaunter, and that has special weight. In this specific case, directly with the Sovereign, Christ Michael Atten of Nebadon. This deal with karma can be read in the Phoenix Journal No. 5 in which mainly Ashta has his say. And is a written, earthly proof of how this network of fear works. A key passage, for example, is this: in terms of causing the seeker difficulty in his life pattern, the DBBs are permitted to insist that certain karmic burdens which such souls carry be discharged at a time convenient to the DB. In most cases, the petitions by the Dark Ones are granted, and the karma is allowed to fall upon the seeker. There it says, roughly summarized, that the Dark Ones are allowed to do everything with impunity, and the Upright Ones and those searching for truth must carry off this karma originated by the Dark Ones. Addendum, Eve has uncovered many more momentous, rotten eggs, in the Phoenix Journal No. 5 and put them on the Cosmic Indictment Bench. A further, historically important milestone. When you read something like this as an inhabitant of the Earth in this day and age, it takes your breath away. With such an unbelievable portion of brutal audacity and God-despising arrogance, regulations are met here forcibly and put into force which exceed every measure. The divine law of cause and effect is set here by definition simply completely out of force? Continue this thread of thought only a little on. Religion in the form of the official churches, movements and organizations as carefully staged karma collecting points which then convert their flocks liturgically correctly to karma pack mules. And in addition, any amount of dark-serving spirit beings who implement this nonsense obediently and assiduously. There one does not need a finger in the mouth anymore. Therefore, again the call to you, search, research, read, combine and always continue, continue, continue. And if you find something, have an impulse or a realization, then ask, hit it, complain, bring it to CM and complain, if it must be. Be conscious in strong faith that you can not only move mountains, but that this is your task. Build in your mind a worldwide network of light pillars, transformers, energy converters, and whatever else you can think of. The Midwayers and the Heavenly Hosts will then do it as it is needed. Build in the Spirit a net of energy columns, which transform chemtrails energetically into the light. Build transformers in your mind that chop up every low vibration and energy, or neutralize it by counter vibrations or offset vibrations. Just do something and use your apparent unawareness and separation for every halfway reasonable attempt to boost, support, and promote the work also from down here.